Good afternoon. I'll be discussing the impact of the 2015 NHSM protocol changes on Tennessee's MRSA standardized infection ratio, or SIR. Tennessee hospitals have been reporting MRSA bacteremia lab ID events from inpatient locations and emergency departments since July 2010. I'll note that this requirement for emergency departments was specific to Tennessee and not an NHSN or CMS requirement until 2015. Between the end of 2014 and the beginning of 2015, Tennessee's MRSA SIR increased by about 30%, and this coincided with some significant NHSM protocol changes that were implemented in January 2015. This is Tennessee's MRSA SIR over time, and you'll notice we were on a general, maybe slow, but decrease over time until the beginning of 2015. Our SIR had been under 1 and then jumped up to 1.21 and 1.4 in the second quarter of 2015. So we were concerned about this increase and sought to determine if it was due to these protocol changes or if there was a true increase of MRSA in Tennessee. To do that, we looked at the risk adjustment used for the SIR, which is the number of observed infections divided by the number of predicted events. And the number of predicted events for MRSA is determined by a model shown on this slide. And we are particularly interested in the admission prevalence rate or community onset rate that goes into this risk adjustment. So we looked more closely at both our healthcare onset rate and community onset rate of MRSA in Tennessee. This figure shows the incidence of healthcare onset MRSA with the red line, and you may notice this trend pretty well matches our SIR trend we saw on the previous slide, generally trending downward. The green dashed line is the prevalence of our community onset MRSA, and while there's a little more variability in that over time, you will notice a pretty steep decline in our community onset rate in the beginning of 2015, which was sustained through the rest of 2015 and beginning of 2016. Community onset rate is calculated by the number of community onset events, and these are defined as the number of lab ID events per patient per month within the first 3 days of their hospital admission. But these patients, these specimens have to be collected in an inpatient location within the facility. So this doesn't include specimens collected in an outpatient or ED location. To explain the significance of this, when a patient with a lab ID event collected in the emergency department is admitted as an inpatient on the same calendar day, prior to 2015, hospitals were instructed to report two events for this patient, one that would be attributed to the emergency department and a second event that would be attributed to their admitting inpatient location. However, this changed 2015 onward, and facilities were instructed to report only one event for their ED. This means that that community onset event wouldn't actually be included in our community onset rate because they're not having an event attributed to an actual inpatient location. To get an idea of to quantify the impact of this, about 50% of all ED MRSA events did match to an inpatient event prior to 2015. And this accounted for almost 40% of all our community onset events. So after 2015, these events were no longer going into that risk adjustment in our community onset rate. Another look at this, the red line shows our actual community onset prevalence rate over time, while the green dashed line here shows our community onset rate when you remove those matching ED events. And that green line is pretty consistent throughout time, while that red line, we see that big decrease. So to summarize, ED MRSA events are no longer attributed to their inpatient admitting location, resulting in about a 25% decrease in our community onset prevalence rate. And we believe this is resulting in our 30 to 50% increase in our Tennessee SIR. So in conclusion, in Tennessee, up to 50% of patients with MRSA blood cultures collected in the ED are admitted as inpatients in the same day, contributing to MRSA in the hospital. And that ED community onset bacteremia should be considered in addition to the inpatient community onset prevalence as CDC is re-baselining NHSN data for 2015. This also demonstrates the importance of closely monitoring our statewide trend data and investigating any sudden changes to determine if there's a true change in our infections or if it could be due to a surveillance artifact. Thank you.